Windermere Lake Warden, Windermere Lake Warden, this is survey vessel White Ribbon, White Ribbon, over.
White Ribbon, White Ribbon, this is Windermere Lake Warden, go ahead, over.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm on a boat in the centre of England's largest lake, Windermere in Cumbria. It's really an absolutely beautiful day. You've got the shoreline covered in trees and the hills beyond and the mountains and the water itself. Well, it's a little bit choppy, but there's sailboats going past under a blue sky. The boat I'm on is the White Ribbon, which is a day boat, but that's kind of where it ends, because the cabin, which is pretty small, is crammed with computer equipment, and then the deck here at the back has an enormous hole in the middle of it. With me is Carol Cotterill from the British Geological Survey. Why the hole?
The hole is so that we can deploy a piece of equipment down called a multi-beam bathymetry echo sounder. And basically what we're doing is we're painting a picture of the lake bed using sound waves. And the safest way for us to deploy this piece of equipment is to put it down through a hole in the middle of the boat.
Why are you doing this? What's the purpose of this survey? Because you're covering the entire lake, aren't you?
One is to look at the very deep surface, very deep geology, and look at the glacial processes from the last British ice sheet and the Elsterian glaciation, but working right up to modern day processes and lake bed habitats and how it affects fish species, how it affects all the ecology of the lake and how it all works together as a system.
So if you can look at the landscape, if you like, beneath the surface, you can actually link that to the life that lives here.
We can indeed. You can look at the different sediment types. I know that the Arctic char prefer walnut-sized pieces of bare rock to actually spawn on. So we can start to identify where spawning grounds for important species might be. We can start to identify fishing grounds. We can identify where there are problems with the temperature of the lake warming up too much that are sort of putting pressure and strain on species. So yes, you can.
Well, if we can go inside the cabin, be very careful not to trip over any of this equipment or indeed fall down the hole into the cabin itself. And here is Nick Smart at the computer monitors. Now, you've got three computer monitors here. The one in the centre is telling us, I guess, where we are, our position, and lots of coordinates and that sort of stuff. And then you've got one on the left. This is a live image, is it, from the lake bed?
It is, yeah. It's what's directly below the boat as we're seeing it.
And this is this three-dimensional, almost look like a three-dimensional map, if you like, of the bottom of the lake. What was that? It was a great sort of lump came across there.
Yeah, we pick up all sorts of things on the bottom. It could just be a bit of rock. It could be a bit of old boat. Is there anything in this lake, I think?
And then the screen on the right you've got here is a much bigger picture, really. It's a map of the lake, and you can see that the path of the boat, which is a little icon, it's trailing this swathe of colour behind it. It's almost like you're mowing the lawn across the lake.
Yeah, effectively that's what we're doing. It's, once we've got our first line of the survey done, then we can work using the edge of that line, like the strips of the grass you see on the football pitch. You just run up and down these, then you ensure you're in safe water and there's no nasty shallow bits that you're not aware of.
Carol, it's quite exciting, this, isn't it? You're seeing beneath the surface of the water, seeing what's happening now.
It is very exciting, yes. Certain areas have been, very small areas have been mapped of the lake before, but it hasn't been done, as far as we know, a full multi-beam survey of the whole of Windermere. So we're seeing stuff for the first time. We're seeing things that residents and the lake wardens who work on this year in, year out, have never seen before and didn't know was there.
And you're also looking out for a monster.
We are indeed. We're looking out for Bonessi, who apparently lurks in the lake.
Really?
If you speak to some of the lake wardens, then yes, really. And they have shown me some photographs that, yes, could be something.
So that lump there, that could have been Bonessi?
I think that was probably too small for it to be Bonessi, I have to say.
Carol and Nick, thank you very much.